With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is making plans for the Russian and Ukrainian leaders to meet face-to-face. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After hosting White House talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky and a contingent of European leaders, the president said he called Russia's Vladimir Putin and began the arrangements for a Putin-Zelensky meeting.
Ultimately, this is a decision that can only be made by President Zelensky and by the people of Ukraine, working also together in agreement with President Putin.
The president also said he would attend a three-way meeting with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders after their one-on-one talks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The union representing striking Air Canada flight attendants say they won't return to work despite their strike being declared illegal. Correspondent Haya Panjwani has more on the story.
The Canada Industrial Relations Board has ordered the flight attendants back on the job after they ignored an earlier order to return to work and submit to arbitration. The strike at Canada's largest airline entered its third day and is affecting about 130,000 travelers each day during the peak summer travel season. The two sides remain far apart on pay and other issues. Air Canada stopped plans to restart operations after the union defied a return to work order and said workers would not go back to work. The Industrial Relations Board is independent and interprets and applies Canada's labor laws. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana have authorized National Guard deployments to Washington, D.C. as part of President Trump's efforts to crack down on crime and boost immigration enforcement. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 34 points, the Nasdaq rose 6, the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is SRN News. A new British pornography law is working.
In July, the government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee megachurch is opening a school. Northfield Church of Gallatin is partnering with the Learning Care Group to operate the first Pathways Learning Academy in the state. Church officials say the new 12,000-square-foot facility will offer working families reliable early education through STEAM-based programs combined with faith-based education. This is SRN News. Israeli protesters demanding a deal to free hostages in Gaza have attempted to shut down the country in one of the largest and fiercest protests in 22 months of war. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
An estimated 300,000 to 400,000 people gathered to urge Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to end the two-year-old war against the Hamas terrorist organization. Doing so, they argue, would be the last chance to negotiate the release of 20 hostages still barely alive out of the 251 kidnapped when Hamas invaded Israel on October 7, 2023. More than 1,200 Israelis and tourists were murdered while the nation's worst hostage crisis was ignited. The war the slaughter has triggered in 22 months resulted in scores of thousands of deaths and intense strain on national alliances. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.